امي يا حنا عاونيني برضاك،
يا والله يا امي يا حنا عاونيني برضاك،
يا والله يا امي يا حنا عاونيني برضاك.
Welcome to Music Planet, a programme that jumps at the chance to head off into the unknown in search of wondrous stories. And that was one of them, where the North African desert was found in the beating heart of Budapest's spring waters. Saïd Tishti is a Moroccan-Hungarian musician and founder of a group called Chalaban. He made the journey from Budapest, where he'd settled, back to his homeland in Dakhla, Western Sahara, to reconnect with his Saharan roots. The result was a film called Echoes of the Sahara and the EP Jarama. Fulani, the track I just played, is one of the four songs on that EP, inspired by Tishti's Hassani and Ganawan ancestral traditions and recorded when he got back to Hungary. And we have got plenty more adventures for you this afternoon. In fact, it was in Glasgow where I met my guest on today's programme, and she had been travelling around Mexico on the first leg of her own intrepid meanderings. Katrina Price is her name, and you can hear all about her exciting new project, Roots to Roots, in about half an hour. But right now, let's crack on with some more music and an album out just last month on Glitterbeat. The group is called Yin Yin, and they're an adventurous quartet from Maastricht in the Netherlands. Their music is electro surf meets 80s disco, otherworldly spaghetti western meets Japanese folk. The track I'm going to play is The Perseverance of Sano, and it's in tribute to the perseverance of Sano, a guy who started his surfing career aged 70. So it's never too late. We'll be right back. No matter how much time passes, there were some truly delicious sounds around in the 70s and 80s. And Soundway Records is one of those labels that knows how to seek them out like a master truffle sniffer. Their latest find is the charismatic Trinidadian musician Oluko Imo. He was born in Trinidad's capital, Port of Spain, and formed the Black Truth Rhythm Band to explore the African connections of the music in Trinidad at the time. But it was when he met Fela Kuti in New York in the 80s that his life was transformed. He eventually went to live in Lagos and ended up playing in Fela's band Egypt 80 and releasing several records. Oduduwa is a compilation of four of Imo's best-known works, reissued and released by Soundway just yesterday. And that was the title track, recorded in 1988 in New York with, yes, both Fela and Femi Kuti on it. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. You know, people often ask me if we plan the programme around themes, and the answer is no. But somehow common threads seem to emerge. And on further examination of today's playlist, it's obviously this whole idea of the adventure, the unknown, the sounds of rediscovery. And so our adventure off the beaten track continues with this next bit of music. It's from accordionist Almir Meskovic and violinist Daniel Lazar. Meskovic was born in Bosnia, Lazar in Serbia, and they met at the Academy of Music in Oslo. On the album Family Beyond Blood, they've invited a host of guests from across the globe, like Tumani Diabate, Maria Mortensen, Vahid Taj, to join them. This is Hindsight, featuring the beautiful voice of Sami singer Maria Mortensen.
Thank you.
two accordions back to back there, Almir Meskovic, followed by Finnish accordionist Johanna Johola. For her album, A Brighter Future, she brought together the members of her two bands to record what she calls fantasy tango and folk pop. And that, the opening track, Training Montage Quadrille, sets the scene perfectly for the album. It does make you want to take a deep breath and stride out into a brighter world. One more song for you, then we're going to head to my guest today, the lovely Katrina Price. Trumpet, tuba, and yet another accordion on Music Planet today make for some snappy beats from Brancaleone Project, the Italian trio from Apulia. Gradisca is their debut album, and it's their tribute to film legend Federico Fellini and the great composer of Italian cinema, Nino Rota. The trio have written music to go with film scenes created from their own imaginations. Teresita from Brancaleone Project, a trio inspired by the greats of Italian cinema. Even their name, Brancaleone, is a nod to film director Mario Monicelli. For me, that piece, oh, that just conjures up this kind of Charlie Chaplin-esque romance. The hapless circus artiste hopelessly in love and trying to woo the belle of the circus with his clown-like magic tricks. Well, and so to my guest today, Katrina Price, who I hooked up with in Glasgow during Celtic Connections a few weeks ago. We've heard her with her four-piece group Farah and her duo Twelfth Day, all music steeped in her Scottish folk traditions. Now, Katrina comes to us with a whole new project with a potential cast of many. Katrina, welcome. And first of all, long time no see.
I know. It's been ages, Lopper. We were just trying to work it out, maybe pre-pandemic anyway.
Yes, but it was Glasgow.
It was Glasgow.
Yeah, so we are back here, back here again. And actually, it's great that you are here because you've been all over the world, right? And I am really excited to be talking to you today because I want to hear more about this new project of yours, Roots. That's R-O-U-T-E-S to Roots, which is R-O-O-T-S. So what is it all about, Katrina?
Yeah, so Roots to Roots is a brand new organisation creating intercultural musical collaborations to connect communities. And it's actually an idea that came about back in 2010. My duo partner, Esther Swift, and I, we'd just graduated from college and we were sitting having a bottle of wine thinking, what can we do next? And we kind of had this idea where we'd just been studying Western classical music for 4 years and we really wanted to explore music from elsewhere in the world. And we both come from Scottish folk music traditions. And we thought, everyone in the world plays folk music. It all sounds radically different, but we're all doing it for the same reasons. So if we connect with musicians from other places, let's see what positivity can come from that and what we can do. And it was sort of a pipe dream when we thought this could be something really special, but we're not quite ready to make it happen yet. So we decided to put it on the back burner while we started our careers and gained some more life experience. And then in the past year, I have been developing the project. So I decided to do a course called the Global Leaders Institute, which is a course in arts innovation. And through that, I met Christine, who is now the executive director of our brand new fledgling organisation. And she had just was about to move to Mexico. So we decided
to Mexico.
That's right.
Katrina, we're going to play the first of those recordings that you kind of did, the first place you went, and then let's talk about it a little bit after. But the artist that you collaborated with on this one is called Koyo Likatsin. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Well, let's hear it first.
Una vez existió una mujer con sonrisa de sol que andaba a su paso todo floreció. Caminó desiertos con su pequeño amigo Picaflor. Abecilla llena de colores que llenaba de luz y admiración y que cuidaba de ella con amor. Después de tanto andar, la mujer emigró hacia otro lugar, pero el mundo había transformado en el más paradisíaco lugar. Su amado colibrí ella pidió, no me extrañes mucho, que siempre te llevaré en el corazón y siempre volaremos tú y yo.
Well, that was Koyol Katzin, recorded, and I love this, Katrina, recorded in Casa Pulpo.
That's right.
Which is the octopus house.
Yes, and it was literally a house in the shape of an octopus. I slept in a tentacle for a week.
That's hilarious. Had you ever been to Mexico before?
No, this is my first time. It's just a total cultural melting pot. And I think for that reason, it was a really good choice of a country to go to develop this idea and this organisation. Every musician that we had on board, they all had a strand of roots music running through, but they were also influenced by different styles of music. So Koyo, for example, who you just heard, she is also a jazz singer. So she trained in jazz, but from her roots, she has a very traditional background. So it's that lovely collaborative thing almost in her music already.
By and large, were you meeting ages across the generations, or was it really predominantly the 20-odd-year-olds and the 30-year-olds who'd come into folk music through their families and their communities, but have a very different soundscape in which they've probably been learning?
That's right. Yeah, it was mainly people of my generation that we connected with. And I think, like, for the co-writes that we were doing, because all of these collaborations were, we got in a room together with no prior preparation and just wrote a new piece of music together. So I was careful to choose musicians who I really connected with.
Katrina, let's listen to another one of the recordings. And it's interesting because you were talking about the fact that this project or organisation is about including and connecting with so many other genres of music as well, because folk and roots music is fed through so many other ways of expressing it, I guess. And this piece of music, Pahua, is a group or a person? Or...
So she's one person and she's an electronic musician. She's a singer and percussionist, but she's really influenced by roots music.
Thank you.
a whole kind of modern... I mean, it's not quite right to say a modern take on folk music because it kind of then defines folk music as older or archaic.
Mm-hmm. And I think the term folk, everyone has a different idea of where that term starts and ends. It's important not to put any boundaries on that. Like, you know, I want musicians to be involved in this project who are inspired by culture, full stop, whatever that means to them.
When you met Pahua, did the fact that she was effectively an electronica artist change the way in which you yourself was approaching music and the creative process?
That was a really interesting collab just because of the nature of what she does, because there's a lot of technology involved. The composition process was really different to how I would normally work, so I really enjoyed learning from her. And we just wrote that track in a day. That came really quickly.
Has this whole process really changed the way in which you yourself approach music?
Yeah, I mean, I just got back from this trip like 4 days ago. After Mexico, we were also in Chile. And so I'm definitely still processing it all. But we did 5 collaborations in total, and each one definitely taught me something different. And it's just been a huge privilege for me to be able to develop my own practice by collaborating with these people. And my idea in the future is I don't want every collaboration to involve me, you know, in the future. I hope that Roots to Roots will be an umbrella organisation that will host lots of different kinds of intercultural collaborations in lots of different contexts.
So this final piece we're going to hear is from your collaboration with El Guapo, great name. Tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, well, actually, I met these guys in Womex in Spain at the end of October, and then realised we were going to be in Mexico at the same time. So I asked them to come and do a collab, and we joined them on the Riviera Maya leg of their Mexico tour, so up in the Caribbean coast, which was lovely. Spent Christmas up there.
The Yucatan, beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And we wrote this song together called Juandi Baila en el Balcón, which was written for our friend Juandi, who hosted us in Cancun. And the song is basically about, even though there's so much terrible stuff going on in the world to weigh you down and so much to think about, you still have to make sure you have a nice time. And we were jamming and coming up with ideas for this song. And as we were jamming, we looked up and on the balcony, our friend Juandi was dancing and just having a little happy dance. And we thought, this is like the best metaphor for this theme. So the guys started kind of jamming Juandi Baila en el Balcón. And then that became the chorus. So...
brilliant. Well, Katrina, it's been great to meet up with you again after ages.
Oh, it's lovely.
Congratulations on getting this project, this new organisation, off the ground. Looking forward to reading more about Roots to Roots in the coming months.
Thank you so much, Nopa. It's lovely to chat.
Si el mate está frío caliente, la cerveza me duele, la cabeza yo quiero una milanesa y nada. Wanna think about nada. Poco me molesta que me tiren de la oreja del picante, ni me cuesta, me hago amigo hasta de la michelada. Wanna think of nada. Corto la mañana con licuado de banana, no me quedo con la gana de ese pan con huevo frito y nada. Wanna think of nada. Si se vuela la sombrilla y se tapa la bombilla, me calienta una tortilla y me la coma así solita sin nada. Wanna think of nada. Basta de mala.
wonderful Katrina Price collaborating there with El Guapo, who in fact are going to be touring in the UK this summer. Well, Katrina had popped in to the BBC Scotland studios in Pacific Quay in Glasgow the other week to tell us about her new project, Roots to Roots, that started in Mexico. You can follow her story in the next couple of issues of Songlines magazine. And do check out Roots to Roots online to find out more about the project. Well, as Katrina said, her next stop was Chile. Ours is Palestine. And Ramzi Abu Redwan and his Alduna Ensemble. Abu Redwan is a Palestinian composer, musician and educator, the founder of the Daluna Ensemble, amongst others, and an advocate for peace. Ayun al-Kalam was the ensemble's first collaboration with some of the young refugee students who were studying at Abu Redwan's music school back in 2007. And it's this album that's being re-released by Riverboat Records next week. I'm going to play you Bade Kalabeli, You're Still on My Mind. And it's a beautiful song written by the famed Rabbani brothers for the legendary Lebanese singer Fairuz. Here, it's just as movingly sung by Noura Mahdi.
mother on the left, your daddy on the right. Nothing in the middle but a bare knuckle fight. You're dizzy all day, looking side to side. And they've shouted all your life. No, it's not easy, kid. No, it's not easy, kid. We're all living day to day, trying to get along together. No, it's not easy, kid. No, it's not easy, kid. We're all living day to day, trying to get along together. Well, they've been talking and talking, talking for hours. You wonder where the words are going out of their mouth. Why it's so hard just to smile and play. And they've shouted all your life. No, it's not easy, kid. I know you're not an easy kid. We're all living day to day, trying to get along together. No, it's not easy. No, it's not. And brains all made of clay. You want to whisper words that would try to explain, but you've been shouting all your life. I can be easy. I can be easy. We're all living day to day, trying to get along together.
A bit of indulgence from me there. The song Easy from Bristol band Mesodorm, a BBC introducing discovery. And I say indulgence because I've joined a choir this year, and Easy is one of the songs we're learning. I'd not heard of Mesodorm before, so I am grateful for the introduction. If you get a chance, have a look at the video, because Blythe Peppino, the band member who wrote it, is singing on it along with her mother and grandmother and other friends and family, and it will simply melt your heart. Well, I'm going to end Music Planet with our chosen classic artist this week, Mama Sissoko, because of an album that's just been released on Malian label Miruba called simply Mama Sissoko Live, recorded in Paris in 1998 at La Villette. Sissoko was a veteran of Le Super Biton de Ségou Orchestra. He was its lead singer and guitarist for 10 years. In the 90s, he went solo and released three albums that won him many accolades and a loving fan base. He's played in front of Haile Selassie and Che Guevara, opened for B.B. King and been invited by Santana and Herbie Hancock to perform with them. Now he's in his 70s. He's back in Ségou, Mali, sharing his knowledge with the younger generations, and last year had his contribution to music recognised with the National Mérite Award. I would love to play the entire album. It is so beautifully recorded and I love the atmosphere in the venue, but I can't. So I guess the best place to start is the beginning. So I'm going to play the opening track, Diarabi. And I'll see you next week for some more adventures that will take us to the Cosquín Festival in Argentina and beyond.
Thank you. Diarabi by Mama Sissoko, ending today's Music Planet, which was presented by Lobba Katari and produced by Martin Webb. And next week, the programme will be back at the same time with music from across the globe, as well as performances from the Cosquín Festival of Traditional Music in Argentina.
Breakfast on BBC Radio 3.
Begin your mornings with some of the best music in the world.
We have plenty of the music you love and some surprises too. Each morning, 7 days a week.
Start every day with BBC Radio 3.
Monday to Friday from 6:30.
Saturday and Sunday from 7 o'clock.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 5 o'clock. And in 90 minutes' time, in Opera on Three, a stellar cast at the Royal Opera House performs Richard Strauss's one-act masterpiece, Elektra. But first, it's time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and this week I'm delighted to be joined by one of the finest bands on the international scene. The brilliant Artemis are with us live in the J to Z studio. They're opening the show with Lights Away From Home.